This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. With Ramp, you get full visibility into your company's spending and control who spends what with each vendor. Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts instantly to save your team valuable time. Ramp automates data entry and routine tasks with automated approvals, expense categorization and bill payments, time-consuming tasks, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. Get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to the new edition of the podcast of Live Value TV, the podcast for more life value. My name is Stefan Josef, and I'm glad you're listening to my podcast, in which we talk about the development of rules today and why role models in particular play a big part in the creation of rules. Do you have a role model who has had a particularly strong impact on your life? Which rules have influenced your life the most so far? During the past few weeks, the first deeper insights into school lessons have made me wonder what the ideal teacher should be like. This, in turn, triggered the question of which system school best picks up the children of the present. While preparing today's episode, I finally came across the question of who was there first, the rules or the role models, which gave me the same starting point as the question of whether the chicken or the egg came first. In the history of mankind, we must now take a long look into the past in order to pursue today's question. If we look at the biblical development of society, we could say that Moses laid down the first correct rules through the Ten Commandments that he set in stone. However, in my view, we find the beginnings a few thousand years earlier if we take a closer look at the emergence of rules. Because without certain rules or behaviors, man would probably have had no chance against a saber-toothed tiger, wouldn't he? Now we know from research that people have organized themselves in various forms to ensure their survival. If we think of the hunter-gatherers, for example, it was necessary, to put it simply, that a member of society should have the responsibility and the leading role. Whether the strongest made the claim to power to take the lead, or the tribal elder had to say, plays only a subordinate role in today's episode. Crucially, structures with rules for living together have developed. Even tasks have been distributed among individual members according to skills, such as hunters, house builders, etc. With a best practice, survival, the supply was secured, and the methods for this were further developed. As we also know, oppression and slavery run through human history, and this is exactly what leads us to the tension between rules and role models. Because from the point in time when people are treated unequally, the regulatory system gets into a massive imbalance. In the beginning, large families organize themselves with each other, but over time, some use their strength to gain a power advantage. This may sound very simplistic, but what kind of role model is a person who makes a claim to power and at the same time discriminates against other people? Disadvantaged, of course, is put mildly when you think of the concrete symbol of slavery in Egypt, imperial and royal palaces, dictatorships or apartheid. Today we would say that individuals have gathered followers around them who have supported the system. But is today's democracy the great asset for society? Are the people who are elected really role models, or are many of them simply giving a false impression? From my point of view, not all decision makers should be lumped together. But, as I mentioned 3 weeks ago, many decisions are based on power and greed. Ultimately, this implies that those who pass laws have only a limited interest in maintaining habitat and quality of life for humans and animals. In addition, there is a discussion about whether different legal regulations actually lead to equal treatment of individual citizens. However, I do not want to digress into a political discussion at this point, but to talk about another important core of today's topic. What character traits do role models have? And do existing rules lead to the development of true role models? Because revolutions led by charismatic people often end in absolute disaster. A good example is Martin Luther's Reformation in the 16th century. According to his idea, only the religious sphere should be reformed. However, society as such was not to be given equal rights, as the bloody suppression of the peasants' revolt shows. So far, we can deduce, rule systems have historically emerged in order to enable a fundamental coexistence as far as possible without chaos and for survival. People who are seen as role models have taken on the leadership role in order to avoid chaos. Strength and demand for power have resulted in inequality, and this puts into perspective the claim to be a role model. Existing systems of rules have been repeatedly questioned throughout history, with new role models all too often speaking out in favor of rules that did not serve equality. This is more true today than ever. Of course, our coexistence today is far more complex because, for example, a public supply of water and electricity incurs costs that someone has to pay. A roof over your head and food are also not free. This is why organized society obviously has a great advantage. Nevertheless, this goes hand in hand with the question, what personal qualities does a person need to be a real role model? What prerequisites should a role model bring with it, for example, in order to create a much propagated world peace with equal rights for all people? With these two questions, we have already reached the end of today's episode. In 3 weeks, we will then take a closer look at the characteristics and prerequisites that could describe the ideal image of a role model. I'm looking forward to your subscription to my podcast, and I invite you to take a look at my YouTube channel, Life Valley TV. I wish you an exemplary time. All love, Stefan Josef.